Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1293. In the writing, it's Shin number 445. Getting back to the halachas of brachas. Okay, in reference to, we're talking about, again, items which one has to make a bracha in the middle of a meal. We're about to wash for bread. So in reference to the halachas, which we recently spoke about in reference to cake, in other words, cake and cookies during the course of a meal, where one washed and ate the right amount of bread in the right amount of time. So we mentioned that if the cake is part of the bread family, we mentioned like this, if the cake is part of the bread family, one would not make an extra bracha. So now, in general, the type of cake or cookie which is not considered part of the bread family, according to everyone, is a type of a cookie. For example, number one, you need, so just to go through, you need three different conditions in order for it not to be, according to everybody, part of the bread family, whereby it runs into a major question of having to make a bracha. You need three conditions. So number one, it has to be some sort of a filling inside, of the outside dough. Okay. Number two, the dough itself has to be sweet, for example, with either sugar or honey or something along those lines, and thereby the dough itself is going to be sweet, and it's in wrapping, and there's a filling inside, so it's in wrapping something else that's inside. Number two. And number three, you need the dough itself should be some sort of a very thin, flaky type of, or maybe crunchy, a thin type of a dough, a crunchy, sometimes it's flaky, sometimes a crunchy type, very thin type of a dough. This has to be very thin, but something that does not resemble cake at all. Usually it's like a flaky type of a thing. So you have this a lot by pies, the top of the pie or the bottom of the pie, but usually the top of the pie is a flaky type of a dough, a very thin type of a dough. A brittle, that's the word, the right word, a brittle type of a dough. So just to give some examples, the you have, number one, you have an apple pie, you have a cherry pie, these type of pies usually come, number one, you have the outside dough is sweet, and it's enwrapped something that's inside, as we understand it, you have the fruits that's inside. And then you have the dough itself is a very brittle type of a dough, a crunchy, with flaky type of a dough. So it covers all the conditions. So you have an apple pie, cherry pie, these type of pies would not, according to everybody, pretty much would not fall under the category of the bread family. Okay, as far as a cookie goes, what would be an example of a cookie which would not fall under the bread category? So as far as a cookie goes, a wafer, for example, a wafer with a filling would fall into the category also. You have some sort of a wafer with a filling. Usually a wafer has a filling, and it's a crunchy type of outside, a flaky, crunchy, the wafer outside is, cracking, brittle type of outside with a filling inside. And, of course, it's sweet. It's full of sugar, and the dough itself is full of sugar or honey or whatever it might be. So these are examples of items which do not resemble bread at all. So another interesting example which this firm bring down would be a bissel, B-I-S-S-L-I. I think they called it a bissel, bissely. It's called a bissely. Those twirly type of things that are made out of flour. A lot of times it's a snack. It comes in a regular potato chip bag. It's not a potato chip, but it's a bissely. It's called bissely, I think, B-I-S-S-L-I. And it's made out of flour, but the bottom line is, it's a snack type food. It's not the regular food. So in the above cases, an extra bracha in general, the above cases which we mentioned, these type of items which do not fall into the bread category, in the above cases, an extra bracha would be required if they're eaten as a dessert, but not if they're eaten to satiate. So again, if somebody's eating a pie and they're still hungry, I'm eating an apple pie, I'm eating a cherry pie, and the bottom line is I'm still hungry, right? I eat the cherry pie, I eat the apple pie, and I'm still hungry. So I'm not full, and I'm getting satisfaction from it, not as far as the taste, but as far as fulfillment. So then one would not make a bracha even on those items. But in case not, if somebody's eating purely as a dessert and they're already full, it's just a real sweet type of a dessert. It's just to fulfill the dessert part of the meal. So in the above cases, an extra bracha would be required if they are eaten as a dessert, but not if they're eaten to satiate one's appetite. So it depends how you're eating it, but those would be important cases, important examples to keep in mind as to what type of cakes or cookies would require a bracha, although they are made of flour. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.